the Chief Executive, Mr. Calvin Tory. Almighty God, we humbly beseech thee to vouchsafe thy blessing upon this council, direct and prosper its deliberations to the advancement of thy glory and the welfare of the people whom we serve. Amen.
Amen.
Melton City Council acknowledges that the land it now occupies has a history that began with Indigenous occupants, the Kulin Nation. Council pays its respects to the Kulin Nation people and their elders and descendants, past and present. You may be seated. Councillors, I draw your attention to item 2, apologies and leave of absence.
Councillor Mendez is an apology this evening, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Tory. Item 3, changes to order of business.
Is it on?
No.
Hello. Madam Mayor, I rise to move items 13 and 14 on the agenda be held concurrently, with the councillors being able to speak up to 3 minutes and the mayor up to 5. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsay. Moved by Councillor Ramsay. Do I have a seconder?
Happy to second, Madam Mayor.
Seconded by Councillor Bushy. Is there any councillor who opposes the motion? If not, I'll put it to the vote. All those in favour? Against? Carried. Also, I'd just like to also mention in changes to order of business, if I may, item 15.4, which is Councillor Kesich's rescission motion, will not be heard this evening. Under Council's local laws, all councillors must be present. And as Councillor Mendes is an apology, she is not here, so she was here at the last meeting, therefore that item can't be heard. So it lays on the table until the next meeting in April. So for the members of the gallery that have attended, my apologies that won't be heard. Sorry, and also just to explain that it's in regards to the rescission motion that had to do with the Taylor's Hill Sports Centre and the use of that facility between the Westside Strikers Soccer Club and the Sydenham Hillside Cricket Club. So that's the item that I'm referring to.
Madam Mayor, could we please have it noted that we've had at least, I'd say, 50 people from the Hillside Sydenham Cricket Club attend tonight, and we apologise for any inconvenience.
Yep.
Incumbent.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsay. I agree. If we could just have that noted.
Am I able to just make a very quick comment in relation to that?
In regards to the attendance?
The attendance and the reason for the attendance?
Yep.
My name is Warren Hackney. I'm the president of the Sydney Hillside Cricket Club. As you can see, we've got quite a good level of support tonight for what we thought was going to be a discussion around the Taylor's Hill redevelopment and the rescission motion. Very disappointed, obviously, to hear that it takes one apology to strike that from the agenda, and I thank all of our people for turning up tonight, and I appreciate that support. It's clearly a demonstration that we do care deeply about the outcome and are serious about our counter-proposal for both existing cricket pitches to remain at the Oval as part of any redevelopment. Certainly not opposing any redevelopment, just wanting our two existing pitches to remain there, not for one to be taken away and forcing us to be, operating then across three separate venues. As a club that's been around 20 years, we feel we deserve better than that. Thank you for letting us know that it's not going to be on the agenda tonight, and look forward to hearing the outcome at next month's meeting.
Can we
Thank you, Mr. Hackney. And my apologies again to the Sydenham Hillside Cricket Club members that have come out this evening to hear the item. Item 4, councillors' deputations.
No deputations, Madam Mayor.
Item 5, declaration of any pecuniary interest, other interest or conflict of interest of any councillor. Item 6, adoption and confirmation of minutes of previous meetings.
Madam Mayor, I'd like to move that the minutes of the ordinary meeting of council held on the 3rd of February 2020, council held on 17th of February 2020, be confirmed as a true.
Thank you, Councillor Maidlick. Moved by Councillor Maidlick. Do I have a second?
I'd like to second that, Madam Mayor.
Seconded by Councillor Ramsay. Is there any councillor who opposes the motion? If not, I'll put it to the vote. All those in favour? Those against? Carried. Councillors, we'll move along now to item 7, record of assembly of councillors. There's a recommendation before you.
Madam Mayor, I'd like to move that the record of assembly of councillors dated the 3rd, 10th, 17th, 20th and 24th of February 2020 attached to this agenda be received and noted.
Thank you, Councillor Maidlick. Moved by Councillor Maidlick. Do I have a second?
Yes, Madam Mayor, I would be happy to second it. Thank you.
Seconded by Councillor Kesich. Is there any councillor who opposes the motion? If not, I'll put it to the vote. All those in favour? All those against? I declare the motion carried. Item 8, correspondence inward. Councillors, we have received three parliamentary and departmental letters. The first one is from Mr. Graham Emmonson, and he is just basically writing back to Council after we sent him Melton City Council's advocacy priorities and letting them know that we would like the Growing Suburbs Fund to obviously continue as we've been greatly rewarded with the Growing Suburbs Fund in the last couple of years. I think it's been over
28 million.
$28 million we've received from the state government through the Growing Suburbs Fund, so we would like that to continue. The Honourable James Molino has also sent us a letter thanking us for our advocacy priorities that we have sent to him. He has, in his letter, which has got quite a bit of money that's been spent in the City of Melton, but I'll just break it down. In total, there's been $54.7 million for the construction of two new schools, which is the Springside West Secondary School and also the Burnside Primary School. There's been $26.6 million for upgrades and improvements of existing schools, and there's quite a long list, so if you can see that in your agenda, it's great to have a look. $604,500 to support students with special needs, which is great to see through the Inclusive Schools funding. And $1.6 million for early childhood education is also listed there as well. And additionally, the following projects are either in the planning or construction stage, and there's again a list of them there. So that's been sent from the Honourable James Molino, the Minister for Education. The Honourable Gail Teeny has also thanked us in regards to sending our budget submissions to her. She notes that Melton City Council's advocacy efforts, and in particular that Council has identified a tertiary and TAFE learning environment locally as a key priority, that the government has committed $220 million in funding to upgrade TAFE facilities and campuses across the state so that local communities have access to a great TAFE. The department will assess opportunities in growth corridors and continue to increase access to training so that Victorians can acquire skills that would lead to jobs. So they're the three letters, councillors, that we've received. Can I please have a mover for the recommendation?
Yes, Madam Mayor. I move that the parliamentarian and departmental letters received by the Mayor be received.
Thank you, Councillor Hardy. Moved by Councillor Hardy. Do I have a seconder?
Happy to second that, Madam Mayor.
Seconded by Councillor Abushi. Is there any councillor who opposes the motion? If not, I'll put it to the vote. All those in favour? All those against? I declare the motion carried. Councillors, item 9, petitions and joint letters.
I have a petition.
Councillor Sevilla.
From the Melton Post Office on High Street. They're opposed to the proposed change in time for parking. It's proposed to change it from 2 hours to 4 hours. They would like it to remain 2 hours. And I have 482 signatures, which were obtained in 1 working day, opposed to the change.
Thank you. Councillor
Sevilla. Madam Mayor. Thank you, Madam Mayor. If you allow me, I have one as well from the residents in Lexington Drive, Burnside, just the next door. The petition requests Melton Council to conduct a serious an accurate review of the road infrastructure to deliver an improved, effective and safer solution acceptable to all stakeholders, meaning the people who lives in the area and also the school. Discussion was about a location of additional speed humps. I have here 80 plus signatures, and if you allow me, I would come.
Thank you, Councillor Kissidge. Councillor Harding?
Yes, Madam Mayor, thank you very much. I have a petition from the businesses that are located on High Street, and these are predominantly the short-term, attached lotto, and also dry clean associated businesses, including the banking. It's 300 signatures strong. And what they're asking for, the review, which is currently in place, but they're asking for a review, short, medium and longer term parking arrangements in line of those businesses that do have a requirement of shorter time turnovers. So it's 300 strong, Madam Mayor, and they're asking for this to be put into the current review of all parking in Melton. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Hardy. Councillors, I also have a petition that we would like to alert you to the facts that a significant number of residents in the Regency Estate object to the permit application number DP 2020/1/173 Regency Estate. Attached is a petition of all residents within a 20-kilometre radius from the proposed dwelling who also object to the proposed submissions and developments. This has been entered to the Melton City Council website as objections without reasons. And this is reference to 73 Regency Estate in Hillside, permit application number DP 2020/1/1. I'd like to table this petition, but I do also understand that there is a report in regards to this application that will be coming before Council in the next few months. So this petition will be dealt with when that report comes to Council.
If I can answer that, Madam Mayor, the planning permit process will proceed in accordance with the requirements. There are timelines around planning permit applications, and the permit will proceed as per council process. Currently being advertised. It's currently being advertised, so until the 12th of March, I believe, is the closing date for submissions. There'll be a notice on the property.
Is there a notice on the property? Because as of yesterday, there wasn't
one. I'll get the planning manager to come forward because he'll have much more idea. it's on.
So essentially the application's being what's known as informally advertised at the moment because the land is affected by a development plan overlay. There's an exemption from notification technically, but the council is still seeking the comments from surrounding residents. And as mentioned before, it's being informally advertised until the 12th of March. I believe that there's been multiple submissions and objections already lodged to the application. So on that basis, it's an application which will come before the council for consideration either at the next council meeting or the meeting after that.
Sorry. Because this just isn't an open forum, we will take your notices on notice. And if you'd like to contact the officers for further information, you can do so. And also for council meetings, you are able to ask two questions, but they need to be done through council's website. It's just not an open forum here. We've got, yeah. So, but you're more than welcome. I understand your frustration in regards to this, but you're more than welcome to contact the council officer and they'll answer any of the questions that you have. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Baggio. Item 10, councillors, resumption of debate or other business carried over from a previous meeting, which is nil. 11, public question time.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. We have 7 questions this evening. First question is from Sherry Ludlow. Is Ms. Ludlow in the gallery? Just to explain, according to Council's local law, the submitter of a public question, in order for the question to be answered verbally at the Council meeting, must be in attendance. Otherwise, a written response is provided. So as it would appear that Ms. Ludlow is not in attendance, a written response will be provided direct to her. Second question is from Jack Yusuf Toma, I think, is the surname. Again, there are two questions that he has submitted. If he's not in the gallery, a written response will be provided. The next question is from Michelle Spiteri, who is in the gallery. First question reads, in November 2019, Council undertook traffic data counts of Troops Road South and Boundary Road. Since this time, I have made multiple requests, either by email or phone message, for the results of these traffic counts and have still not been notified of the figures. The sealing of Boundary Road from Hopkins Road through to Mount Cottrell Road has been frequently brought up by Council to suggest that traffic on Troops Road South will reduce once this work has been completed. Remembering that there is no overpass at Mount Cottrell Road over the Western Highway and that the majority of traffic is servicing urban growth around Troops Road and avoiding traffic hotspots such as Hopkins Road, can Council please elaborate on the traffic modelling and or data collection that was completed to come to this conclusion and will the results of the last traffic count in November 2019 be shared? So Laura Jo Mallon, Acting General Manager of Planning and Development, will respond.
Thanks, Michelle, for your question. Just given the technical nature of some of the information you've required, from the traffic counts, we aren't in a position to provide a detailed response, but we will follow up the details. We'll follow up the details in the letter to you. We just need to do some of that analysis work that you've requested. Okay, I'll take that up and I'll get back to you tomorrow on that issue.
So the second question is, given the increasing traffic volumes on Troops Road South and the dangers primarily associated with the unsealed surface and dust plumes created by vehicles, a reduction in the speed limit and no overtaking allowed along Troops Road South may minimise, not eliminate, the safety concerns many users of the road have. Will Council commit to working with Vic Roads and the local residents on this matter so that drivers are made more aware of the need to slow down and not overtake when using Troops Road South. Note Wells' substantial dash cam video evidence exists to substantiate these dusty and dangerous conditions. Again, Ms. Mallon to respond.
Thanks, Michelle, for your question. In terms of the no overtaking and speed limit, we can have further discussions with VicRoads on those issues. It's difficult to enforce a no overtaking rule on a rural road, just to be upfront about that. In terms of the overall upgrade of Troops Road, as we've stated in previous responses, given the level of traffic on that road, doing a rural seal at this point in time wouldn't necessarily fix the issue and it would potentially break up. But as you are aware from our previous response, the design work for Troops Road has been included in the draft 2021 budget that will be considered by Council, and we'll consider all those aspects through the design phase. Thank you.
And the last two questions are from David O'Connor, who doesn't appear to be in the gallery. So once again, a written response will be provided to Mr. O'Connor. And that concludes public questions this evening, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Tory. Councillors, we'll move along to 12.1, presentation of staff reports.
Madam Mayor, I'd like to move that the following reports be moved in block and that officer's recommendation be accepted for items 12.1, 12.3 and 12.5.
Thank
Happy
you,
to second that, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Maidlick. Moved by Councillor Maidlick, seconded by Councillor Abushi. Does any councillor oppose? If not, I'll put it to the vote. All those in favour, all those against, I declare the motion carried. Item 12.2, response to notice of motion 650, potential options, costings and benefits of a carers hub in the City of Melton. That's Mr. Murray Heaney.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. This goes back to a notice of motion some time ago that was raised by Councillor Maidlick back in August, and that was to organise a briefing with the CEO of this service, Carers Australia Victoria, on the potential of having a carers hub basically in the city and what that would look like, and obviously to have them come in and brief the council, which did occur some time ago. So this is the end stage, if you like, to that notice of motion, because the second part was obviously to report back to the council on the findings and potentially the options. So as I said, the carers hub, our main negotiations have been with the CEO himself on the potential of having a carers hub. There's been a main carers hub established in Mildura and was operational for some time. That was in the way of a very large leased shop front in Mildura that provided specific services. We had further engagement with Scott Walker, which is the Chief Executive of Carers Australia, Vic, and that was again following the briefing, and that occurred on the 5th of February. So dialogue's been continuing right back from the briefing night occurred some time ago of what a carers hub potentially could be and how we could accommodate them potentially to come out to the city. Now, you do come in different models. They come in what's known as a neighbourhood house model or level, which is a smaller hub, or what they call a super hub, which was similar to the one that occurred in Mildura back in 2017. So officers did some analysis, I suppose, of what that would look like on the grounds of super hub or neighbourhood house level. We looked at a number of opportunities on that potential, and we came down to three sites. Those three sites are listed on page 66, which was a facility in Mackenzie Street, which is what's known as our aged precinct. We also looked at a facility in Taylors Hill, which is the Morton Homestead site. And it has some benefits listed in the agenda, complementary benefits, if you like, for how we assessed the preferred site. And we also looked at our new asset, or one of our new assets in Fraser's Rise in City Vista Court. So I suppose the main things that would bring to the city, specifically for our carers, and we have a large number of those, are 9 points listed on the bottom of page 65. Officers are recommending that the Mackenzie Street model, if I could call it that, would be the preferred model due to the benefits that's listed in that table and would be complementary of what's occurring at that facility at the moment. That's not to say that services wouldn't be included down this part of the city. They've made it very clear that they would be keen to look at other opportunities once they establish themselves. The other thing that comes with this model is they would staff the resource for initially 2 days a week, and that would be a trial to see how we go and how our carers take to the new model, and then test it again in 12 months' time. So the recommendations, councillors, are that we proceed to develop in partnership with Carers Australia Vic to establish the Carers Hub, what's known as the neighbourhood house level, and that would be our recommendation at the 5 Mackenzie Street facility, but to trial that for 12 months, subject to formalisation of what we call our licence agreement for tenancy, and there's a bit of work to do there, that the staffing required to establish and operate the hub initially be funded by Carers Australia Vic, which would be most likely 2 days a week, and a further report obviously presented to the council on the benefits, the outcomes, successes or not, after that 12-month trial period to look at potential other options or not. Thanks, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Mr Heaney. Is there any councillor who seeks any further clarification?
Yes, Madam Mayor. I just wanted to know, obviously this will be the success or failure of this hub will be in regards to whether the carers will take it up. What kind of advertising or how are we going to let the carers know that this is actually happening?
We'll do that in partnership with this organisation. That has been part of the conversation of how we get the main message out to our carers. We do have a large number of carers that visit this site, saying that it's only one of many sites. So, and we might even potentially be able to get something in our ward talks if councils wish, or other promotional materials through our comms area in partnership with this group.
Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Is there any other councillor who has any questions? If not, do I have a mover for the recommendation?
Yes, Madam Mayor, I'd like to move this and add an extra dot point. Just a very small one that that Mr Heaney has touched upon. I know it's written in the report, but I just wanted to double confirm that it will be a possibility. So just adding dot four, that carer programs could be delivered throughout the municipality as per required, basically.
Thank you, Councillor Maidlick.
I'd like to second that, Madam Mayor.
It's been moved by Councillor Maidlick, seconded by Councillor Ramsay. Is there any councillor who opposes the motion? Not, I'll put it to the vote. All those in favour? All those against? I declare the motion carried.
Excuse me, Madam Mayor, if I could say a couple of words. I think this is a fantastic initiative and I commend Councillor Maidlick on bringing it forward through a notice of motion. Carers are our unsung heroes and what they do for the community can't be ever underestimated, and to give them the opportunity to have some time out and inform them and give them the support mechanisms, it ticks off a number of boxes. So congratulations, Councillor Maidlick and Council, on taking this direction forward.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsay. Councillors, we'll move along to item 12.4, response to petition, Melton Rocks. We'll be hearing from Mr Heaney.
Thanks, Madam Mayor, again. This was related to a petition, and this petition was tabled at the council meeting back in February. And it relates to Melton Rocks, which is a rock and roll group. It's my understanding that they've been utilising the community hall in Melton Township for quite some time. It's fair to say, are not happy with the rate that council is charging for the community hall, which is a rate that we charge everybody. There's two rates for the community hall and they're listed on the bottom of page 80. So it's what we call a community rate or a commercial private rate, and there's rates before 5 p.m. and post 5 p.m. This group does charge at the gate or the door via another organisation. So the rate that's applied to them initially was the full rate of $103. Officers have had discussions with the group of reducing that rate up to 20%, but more importantly, trying to continue with the group to be incorporated. If they were incorporated, they would automatically drop from $103 per hour to $61. But at the moment, they are not incorporated. So this was really presented tonight as a result of the petition. We've also had another conversation with the group pre-council meeting about offering a 30% reduction, which would take it around about $72 an hour, so it would be $30 an hour reduced rate. And the group has considered the discount and have declined the 30% reduction. So the recommendations, in short, councillors, are that obviously note the report and the actions taken by officers to try and resolve the matter. Note the 30% reduction offered to the group, which it was, and continue to work with the group with the importance of trying to be an incorporated body or group, which would see them reduce their rate down to about $61.50 for after 5pm and $53 at the moment, pre-5pm. Also want to note that Council's aware that the fee increase from 218 to 219 went up for the hall at 3.5%. So there's been some conversation or confusion with the group about the rates gone up substantially. So that is not the case. The actual rate went up 3.5%. So that's the recommendations, Madam Mayor, I put forward to you related to this petition.
Thank you, Mr. Heaney. Is there any councillor who has any questions?
Yes, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Hardy.
Murray, if they're not incorporated, do they have any public liability insurance or anything else?
They have another organisation that operates this. So they operate under the banner of another organisation. The other organisation is a profit organisation, is my understanding. So they run the program, they run the dance, they provide DJs, et cetera, et cetera. So it comes under that banner.
Okay, thank you.
At the minute, Councillor Hardy. Yeah.
At the minute.
Any other questions, councillors? If not, do I have a mover for the recommendation?
Please move it, Madam Mayor, with a proviso that council officers keep working with the group to try and encourage them to get their not-for-profit status, and that way they can bring this one function that they do every month in Melton, and they do it as a community service. Unfortunately, the way they're set up as a business, so they can't get the rate that's available for not-for-profit groups. So hopefully we'll work with them to encourage them that path.
What's your dot point that you're
There's adding? No dot point, Councillor Ramsey. I know officers will work with them, so I'd like to move it.
Moved by Councillor Turner. Do I have a seconder?
I'll second it, Madam Mayor.
Seconded by Councillor Ramsey. Does any councillor oppose the motion?
We have the review of the motion. The motion is to work with them, Bob.
The motion is a recommendation.
It's a recommendation.
Okay.
So moved by Councillor Turner, seconded by Councillor Ramsey. Any councillor which opposes the motion? If not, I'll put it to the vote. All those in favour? All those against? I declare the motion carried.
Madam Mayor, could I call a division, please?
Councillor Ramsey has called for a division. All those in favour of the recommendation? Councillor Maidlick, Councillor Kesich, Councillor Hardy, Councillor Ramsey, Councillor Turner, Councillor Sabia, Councillor Abushi, Councillor Carley. I declare the motion carried. Councillors, item 12.6, City Vista Sports Precinct.
Madam Mayor.
And that will be from Kate.
Hello. The purpose of this report is to provide discussion on the appropriate recreational use of the vacant land between the west and east car parks at the City Vista Sports Precinct. This specific report is in relation to point 3 of a resolution of Council at its ordinary meeting on the 3rd of February 2020, which was to undertake further investigation to determine and cost the most appropriate recreation use for the vacant area of land between the west and east car parks, as referred to in Appendix 1, and to provide a report back to Council at the March Council meeting. So specifically, this item is in relation to a previous notice of motion as well, which is detailed on page 110 of this report. The The report is talks to the master plan for the sports precinct, which was developed in 2016, which identified the two areas between the two car parks. At that time, during the development of the master plan and the subsequent works that have occurred out on site, the total area that was approximately 100 by 55 metres that was available. The car parks that have been constructed have seen that area reduced slightly. In relation to the analysis of the activities that have been undertaken in the Eastern Corridor specifically, such as futsal, basketball and netball, those particular sports have informed the recommendations in this report. The report has undertaken, and officers have undertaken, some preliminary consultation with the Caroline Springs George Cross Football Club and Springside West Secondary College. That consultation was met with positive response in relation to the development of multi-purpose courts. The development of those multi-purpose courts will be a council facility and not part of any intended lease or joint user agreement with any of the schools or football clubs in the surrounding area. The officer's recommendation is for three courts for multi-purpose use, and that further investigation will be undertaken during the updates to the master plan and the detailed design of that particular item. So on the basis of that, the officer's recommendation is to refer the detailed design of for three multi-purpose courts to the 2021 Capital Works Program for consideration, and at two, refer the construction of three multipurpose courts to the 21-22 Capital Works Program for consideration. And I'll just add that the purpose of the courts is really to provide a need for the community, and this type of development of multipurpose courts that aren't specifically for the use of, you know, football clubs or in any particular lease, it's for ad hoc use by the community and the recreational needs of the Fraser Rise residents. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. So any councillor who has any questions? Councillor Ramsay?
With recommendation one, have we had consultation with the surrounding community for the design or what they'd like to see here? Or
through you, Madam Mayor. Not at this stage, Councillor Ramsay. When the detailed design phase commences, there will be consultation with the community in addition to the play space that's nearby as well.
Have we got, being an ad hoc sport, so it's come as you go, hit the ball or throw the ball, have we got any understanding of a quantum that we'd like to spend in this area?
Through you, Madam Mayor, I'll respond to that question. So based on it being a three-court design and a rough estimate of costs, we anticipate it being, if you go to page 112 of the agenda, It's estimated that the three multi-purpose courts, which would just give us more flexibility in terms of the amount of uses that could be, sports that could be played on it, we anticipate it would be about $623,000, but that's just an estimate of costs at this point, which is why we're recommending that the detailed design be referred to the budget.
All right, thank you.
Any further questions, councillors? If not, do I have a mover for the recommendation?
Yes, Madam Mayor, I'd like to move the notice of motion with a slight recommendation to that of the council. And that is that council officers, one, further consult and engage with residents and relevant stakeholders to potentially explore and or include an option of a fully constructed multi-purpose synthetic Sorry, Madam Mayor, my microphone seems to be playing up. Two, refer an amount for the detailed design to the 2020-2021 Capital Works Program for consideration. Three, refer the construction of the project to the 2021-2022 Capital Works Program for Council's consideration. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Maidlick.
Can I seek some clarification on that? What is the difference between what's in front of us apart from the synthetic and the consultation?
Is that a question directed to me? Basically, Madam Mayor, I'm not fully convinced that all the options that have been brought back to my attention from my residents. I believe that there's some residents that want to see a synthetic surface. That's not to say that I'm choosing any of the options that are here. All I'm saying is, can we consider potentially a third option, do some more consultation, which is what the officer was recommending anyway, and just have that on the radar if that's what's coming back to us, so we don't just confine ourselves to three courts, that we're actually open to full consultation. If it remains the three courts, that's fine, but if it comes back that a synthetic is required, especially since the soccer strategy is coming back, that's what I'd like to see, just to keep our options open, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Madam Mayor, I'm keen to second it. Thank you.
Moved by Councillor Maidleek with those extra dot points in the recommendation, seconded by Councillor Kesich.
Actually, Madam Mayor, could I please ask Councillor Maidleek to read out, because basically dot point one and dot point two are exactly the same, is that right?
No, they're slightly different. So that the item is that council officers, one, further consult and engage with residents and relevant stakeholders to potentially explore and or include an option of a fully constructed multi-purpose synthetic surface slash facility at the site. So it's putting in another option,
yeah.
So a third option potentially. Refer an amount for the detailed design to the 2020-2021 Capital Works Program for consideration. So nothing has been promised. We're still going to be considering it. And item number three, refer the construction of the project to the 2021-2022 Capital Works Program for Council's consideration. So nothing really has been promised, Madam Mayor. It's just an extra option that we may want to consider after consultation occurs.
Councillors. Moved by Councillor Maidleek, seconded by Councillor Kesich. Is there anyone who opposes the motion? If not, I'll put it to the vote. All those in favour? All those against? I declare the motion carried.
Could I call for a division, Madam Mayor?
Councillor Maidleek has called for a division. All those in favour? Councillor Ramsay, Councillor Hardy, Councillor Kesich, Councillor Maidleek, Councillor Turner, Councillor Sabia, Councillor Ibushi, Councillor Carley, I declare the motion carried.
Madam Mayor, I just wanted to commend Councillor Maidleek for doing everything she can to reflect what the community is asking for in this matter, but also to fully activate all the spaces that we do have. I think if we are fully activating the spaces we have, then residents can't say, you know, what are we doing with all this spare space that we have that we haven't activated yet. Whilst I understand City Vista has gone through major transformation, I understand that, but recent issues highlighted by the school and the club highlight the need for people just to be able to go to a space and use it without having to, you know, go through the motions. Thanks, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Councillors will now move along to item 12.7. Planning application, PA 2019-6826, use of an existing building for the purposes of a place of assembly at 5/85-91 High Street in Melton. And we'll be hearing from Mr. Baggio.
Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Madam Mayor, I have an alternate in relation to this matter. Yep, absolutely.
First to Mr. Baggio's report.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. So this application essentially proposes to legitimise an existing place of worship that's operating from an existing industrial tenancy in Melton Township. So the tenancy is one of eight small warehouses which are located on the property. And the development shares accessways and car parking. And it's accessed from Norton Drive, which is located parallel to High Street. So the application indicates that the use would be restricted to a maximum of 50 people at any one time. Hours of operation have been nominated in the application, and it's noted that there's a total of 28 car parking spaces on the site. And if you divide that by the number of tenancies which are located on the property, that equates to about 4 car parking spaces for each tenancy. It's noted that the land is located within the Industrial One Zone on the Council's planning scheme, which is the general industrial zone that's located within Melton Township. Advertising of the application generated 9 objections, and it's noted that the majority of those objections were from other industrial tenancies within that particular development. And the grounds of objection are around things like the suitability of the land for a place of worship within an area which is actively used for industrial purposes. There was also concerns about the excessive number of people that have attended the premises, and it was indicated in the objections, or was alleged in the objections, that up to 200 people have attended the site, even though the application talks about a maximum of 50 people. There's also concerns about unsupervised children roaming the site and the surrounding industrial premises, and also concerns about the lack of on-site car parking for the use. I guess we've noticed that in recent years the council has experienced an increase in the number of what you would call non-industrial users wanting to operate in industrial areas, and these typically include places of worship, dance schools is another big one, gymnasiums and the like. Often these uses can be appropriate. We're located on a lot which is large enough to accommodate the use and development, including providing opportunities for further expansion at some future point in time. However, in some cases, particularly where the use is located, as is the case here, in a tenancy of a multi-tenanted site, conflict can result with existing industrial uses. It's also noted that from a planning policy perspective, the planning scheme requires that council avoid non-industrial uses on industrial land that will compromise the viability of the area for industrial use. So on that basis, Madam Mayor, notwithstanding the fact that the use is operating and has been operating for some time, it's considered by officers that the use of this type is inappropriate in an area which is being used essentially for industrial type purposes, business type purposes. So on that basis, Madam Mayor, it's recommended that the application be refused as outlined in the recommendation to the report. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Baggio. Does any councillor have any questions? Councillor Turner?
Mr. Baggio, just a three-part question. I'll give you three of them at once. How do you come? One is, how do you come to the number that can be in the building, 50? Who reported that it was 200?
For you, Mr. Mayor, the 50...
And how long have they been operating?
The number 50 was specifically nominated by the applicant in the application in terms of the maximum number of people. And the 200 was a figure that was... it's unproven, if you like, but it was an allegation made by some of the objectors.
And how long do you think they've been operating, if you have any idea?
I'm not 100% sure how long they've been operating, but it's probably been 6 months or so.
Yep. Thank you. Thank you,
thank Councillor you. Turner. Mm. Councillor Ramsey?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. So it's in a leased building and it's been operated without a permit to date?
That's correct, yes.
I can't get past the fact that it's near a adult store of some sort, and also
it's part of the same development.
It's Sorry?
It's part of the same development.
And High Street, which is probably one of our most dangerous intersection being Norton Drive, is within 50 or so metres of it. So I must say I'm with the recommendation.
Any other councillors who have questions? Councillor
Madam Mayor, on page 117, after the public notification of the application, it does mention that 9 objections were received, and it highlights some of the points. I think there's 6, roughly about 6 points. However, at the bottom of that, it says no response was provided by the applicant to address these concerns. Can I just find out who we actually contacted in regards to the applicant, and how much time did we allow for them to give a response to these concerns that were highlighted by the objectors?
Typically, we would contact the applicants who are Kingdom Life Ministries.
Okay.
We would contact the representative, if you like, from that particular group. And, look, typically when the application comes off advertising, we would either contact the applicant or the applicant would contact us, and then we'd furnish the applicant with a copy of the objections, and they would have an opportunity from that time to now, essentially, to lodge a submission, if you like, addressing those concerns.
And, Madam Mayor, just further to that, if they had replied to us and outlined basically like a rebuttal of the concerns, would that have perhaps changed the officer's recommendation? Or has it done so in the past?
I don't think it would have in this case, because we just considered that it's under the circumstances and it's an inappropriate use in this particular development. Occasionally in the past, if we receive a submission from the applicant that clarifies certain issues, it'll certainly be considered by officers.
Sure. And lastly, Madam Mayor, regardless of the outcome today, whether council approves or goes with the officer's recommendation, is the applicant, do they have the option to contact VCAT, and like if we refuse it, do they have the option to go to VCAT and basically fight that decision?
Yeah.
Okay.
So they could take it to VCAT and seek a review of the council's decision at VCAT.
Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Maidlick. Is there any further questions? If not, Councillor Ibushi, you had stated that you had an alternate. Could we please...
Madam Mayor, it's very extensive. Am I required to read it all out?
Yes, please. Yeah, I'd like, and that's so. Because at the moment I'm on the fence. I want to see what the alternative is.
Because councillors were provided this.
Yeah.
Prior. Okay, I'll read it. That's fine. Okay, so if you just bear with me, there's 10 points that council resolved to issue a notice of decision to grant a planning permit subject to the following conditions. Number one, the use as shown on the endorsed plans must not be altered without the written consent of the responsible authority. Two, the use may operate only between the hours of Monday to Friday, 5:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. and Sundays, 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. and 2:30 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. These hours must not be modified without the prior written consent of the responsible authority. The number of people on the premises at any one time must not exceed 50 without the further written consent of the responsible authority. Four, all pedestrian access to buildings shall be designed and constructed to comply with the Disability Discrimination Act 1992. Five, provision must be made on the land for the storage and collection of garbage and other solid waste. This area must be graded and drained and screened from public view to the satisfaction of the responsible authority. Six, unless no planning permit is required under clause 52.05-8, category 2 of the Melton Planning Scheme, no advertising signs shall be constructed or displayed without further planning permit. Seven, No external sound amplification equipment or loudspeakers are to be used for the purpose of announcement, broadcast, playing of music or similar purpose. 8. Noise levels emanating from the premises must not exceed those required to be met under the State Environment Protection Policy. 9. The use hereby approved must not unreasonably affect the amenity of the area, including through the transport of material, goods or commodities to or from the land. B. Appearance of any building, works or materials. C. Emission of noise, artificial lights, vibrations, smell, fumes, smoke, vapour, steam, soot, ash, dust, water waste products, grit or oil. D. Presence of vermin. E. Hours of operation. And 10. The use of the land for the purpose of the place of assembly must cease within 2 years from the date of this permit without the written consent of the responsible authority. It's got notes here. The building must comply with the building regulation and the building code of Australia. So they're very extensive, I must say.
Madam Mayor, could I just have the dot point read out in regards to the new operation hours?
Yep. Monday to Friday, 5:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. and Sundays, 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. and 2:30 p.m. to 5:30 p.m.
That's fine.
Thank you, Councillor.
Thanks, Madam Mayor.
Councillors, Councillor Bushy has put an alternate. Is there a seconder for Councillor Bushy?
I'm happy to second the alternate, Madam Mayor.
Seconded by Councillor Maidlick. Does any councillor oppose the alternate? Councillors will now enter into debate.
I'll reserve my right to speak till the end, Madam Mayor.
Does any councillor wish to speak opposing Councillor Bushy's alternate? Councillor Ramsay.
I would suggest that the location has red flags for me all over it. It's on one of our busiest roads. It's on one of the most dangerous intersections. It's not far from. It's got industrial uses there that I don't think are compatible with a church. And apart from that, I think it's been operating without a permit and it hasn't responded to any of the conditions or the concerns of the objectors within the immediate surrounds. So as far as from where I sit, I would suggest that the Kingdom Life Ministries Limited look for a more suitable site where their kids can roam freely without getting hit or collected by a car, that it's not next to an adult sex shop or nearby, and that they have some ownership around the building that they wish to operate from.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsay. Is there any councillor that wishes to speak for the alternate?
Yes, Madam Mayor. This one's a tricky one for me because I was deliberating whether yes or no. I think whether a particular adult shop is next to a church or not, I don't think that's for us to decide, Madam Mayor, as council. I think that's the decision of the actual church itself. In regards to the alternate notice of motion that Councillor Obushi put forward, I think there's quite a lot of restrictions there for it to be more of a supervised nature. I am concerned about the children roaming around. However, in saying that, the hours of operation 5:30 to 9 p.m, the hours don't tend to usually fall within a place that does welding or panel beating as such. And in regards to the mixed use, I know that for a fact that there's a dance studio for kids in Melton that also is next door to a panel beating shop and welding. And it's very similar to this. It's just not a place of assembly, of worship, but it's a dance studio. So there's still kids roaming around. They've only got one disabled car park and the rest of the parking they park outside in the court area. So I don't see there to be a difference in regards to this. And a place of worship, Madam Mayor, it's not, you know, it's a place for a community to abide in and share and fellowship. I'm sure they speak to their people about many things that coincide with our values as well as a council, you know, love and working together as a community and such. So I don't have a problem with the alternative as Councillor Bushy has put forward.
Thank you, Councillor Maidley. Councillor Hardy.
Yeah, thank you, Madam Mayor. I rise, and in particular, right, there's a couple of, it's a multiplicity of reasons, but first and foremost, this is a leased building. It's not to be built. It's leased. So it's already in place. So all the conditions to the building would have to be altered to service the permit conditions that you talk about, Councillor Bushy. They would have to be altered. There's a lot of money to go into it. And because they lease, I don't think they'd be allowed from the owner of the building to go and do that particular works and service. But anyway, that's up to them. But let's go back to the reasoning. Here we have an industrial estate. We have children who are running around unsupervised by the report that are at risk. I certainly can't go there. The hand goes up and the heart immediately. The placement, yes, it can be within numerous other areas. They have been given a suitable amount of time to respond, and yet they haven't responded to any of the reasoning and to the officers. And that means to say that, right, what are they expecting? Are they expecting the council to actually just rubber stamp every time there is an application to an industrial area that is qualified as an industrial area? Melton is an inclusive society, and we welcome all religions, no matter what. We have a host of them, and we have appropriate places where they can build. I'd ask the council to take a consultative framework with the church and suggest places that they can operate from safely and in an environment where it is inclusive. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Hardy. Is there any... Councillor Turner?
Yes, please. Yeah, look, I must admit I'm against this application because against alternate, because straight away we're having a problem with the numbers and they're only sitting at 50 now. So that's going to, in my opinion, it'll blow out right away. It's not consistent with the area. I just don't feel it's appropriate in that area. And I must admit, it's unusual for me to agree with Councillor Hardy, but the fact that they haven't even come back to answer some of the questions that were asked of them, that is a red flag to me. So, thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Turner.
Excuse me, Madam Mayor. Can I offer Councillor a little advice? As a person who used to run a mechanical workshop in Melbourne, times the Councillor Bush was put down at 5:30, I used to finish at 5:30. The latest I was ever there was 7:00, waiting for people to pick up their cars because the train had been late.
Thank you for that.
Three mechanical workshop places in that area.
Thank you. Thank you for that, Mr. Fairweather. Okay. Councillor Bushy? Any other councillors that wish to speak?
No, Councillor Bushy? Thanks, Madam Mayor. I think and this was obviously a tough one given the circumstances, it's not an easy decision to make, but I just think that we have, when places of worship go to residential, we have residential people up in arms for places of worship in their street or as their neighbours. So it's very difficult there. So they go out and they choose industrial because I know for the majority of the time, they're not going to disturb people because they're usually after hours. And I think that that's, in my opinion, that's an appropriate place to put places of worship. We have places of worship throughout the Eastern Corridor in industrial areas. I can think of about five in different pockets, across the road from gyms, next door to mechanics, next door to a metals salvage place, on a very, very busy Westwood Drive, right on the, you know, on the corner there, and they seem to be operating without any issues, and I think it's mainly because The hours of operation of a place of worship are always after hours, always on a Sunday. And I think if we've made the concession for those groups, we should make a concession for all the groups, in my opinion, and look at it very, very carefully. I think that the conditions that we've placed are extensive. I think it's even going to be difficult for them to meet the requirements, potentially, of all the conditions that we've placed on them. And I just think that we should give them every opportunity to meet those, and then we've done our bit. And if they don't meet them, well, then that's in their hands, and we've got other avenues that we need to take. But I think to take that option completely away from them is not a good decision, in my view. Thanks, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Ibushi. Okay, councillors, we have an alternate before us, moved by Councillor Ibushi, seconded by Councillor Maidlick. All councillors in favour of the alternate? All those against? I declare the alternate lost.
Can I call for a division, please, Madam Mayor?
Councillor Ibushi has called for a division. All those in favour of the alternate? Councillor Maidlick, Councillor Kesich, Councillor Ibushi, all those against, Councillor Ramsey, Councillor Hardy, Councillor Carley, Councillor Sabia, Councillor Turner. I declare the alternate lost.
Madam Mayor, can I put the original motion that we...
The original recommendation?
Can I move the original recommendation, please? Yes. Put my teeth back in my mouth.
Moved
now.
By Councillor... Ramsey, do
Can
I have...
second that, Madam
seconded
Mayor?
Seconded by Councillor Hardy. Do I have any councillor oppose the motion? Councillors, we enter into debate again. We enter into debate. Okay. Councillor Ramsey.
Can I just say, I haven't got an issue with any of the points that Councillor Ibushi or Councillor Maidlick have articulated this evening. If it had been around the corner, I would find it a lot more acceptable, even if it's in an industrial zone. It's just that I travel that road, so does half, three quarters of Melton daily. I know you're talking about Westwood, but I see the angst of people trying to get in and out of that intersection. And it can be at whatever time of day or night.
And the lights are about to be switched on there too.
No, the lights are going to be switched on a bit further down. A bit further down. It is still a very dangerous intersection. Had there been lights, my answer might have been slightly different. I agree, Councillor Ibushi. Like Councillor Hardy said, Melton is a growing municipality. We have a number of different... there's 130 different people that come from a world of different countries, and we need to be accepting and welcoming of everybody. And yes, I agree with Councillor Maidlick. I'm sure they talk about love, and their values are sincere. But from where I sit, it's a leased building. It's right next to an adult. And I can't fathom that for my community or their community. I'd like to work with them, or the officers to work with them, to find them an ideal location with plenty of parking, safe access, and we go from there.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsey. Does any councillor wish to speak against the recommendation?
Yes, Madam Mayor. I am quite disappointed in the outcome. I feel for this particular group, because being a commercial site, they're leasing this site, and they've probably spent quite a large amount of money to retrofit it from just a concrete building into a place of worship. I'm sure they've, you know, spent some money on the place, and for them to now just be removed, and they will never get that money back as a commercial place. So I do feel for this community group, and yeah, sure, I understand that they were there without a permit, but how many others have done the same, and we've overlooked that, and we've given them a permit when they've come to council? So I just feel that in this particular case, for whatever reason, they're being vilified for that, and that's just my personal opinion, which is disappointing. We say we're an inclusive community, and whether, regardless of whether it's a place of assembly, a church of assembly, or whether another commercial business goes there with 50 or 60 or 70 or 100 customers a day, there's still going to be traffic, regardless of whether it's a place of assembly, a worship assembly of worship, or whether it's another shop, a commercial shop, there's still going to be cars coming in and out of that place. So regardless of whether there's 20 or 60, it's still going to be the same. In fact, probably more, because there's more customers coming out of a commercial area, such as a welding place or an adult shop or whatever, than there is after hours at a church. So, Madam Mayor, I am disappointed with the outcome, and I do just want to reiterate to the applicants that they do have a chance to take it to VCAT.
Thank you, Councillor Maidlick. Is there any other councillor who wishes to speak for the recommendation?
Yes, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Hardy. Yeah,
thank you very much. Right. A couple of points here that need to be understood. In the commercial reality, that when you lease a property, inside your leasing arrangement you have an agreement, and that agreement, if you do certain works, you can recoup the costs. When you are in a workshop area where there are nine, there's not a multiplicity of traffic. There's only a couple of car spots allocated per factory. They're factoriettes. They're not large factories. They're factoriettes. Bottom line here, this one does not have sufficient car parking. Right, we have given permits. We have agreed to other businesses who have not had a permit. I agree. We have done that. We have gone back. We have retrofitted. And we'll do it again where it suits. The issue here is that is it a place that's suitable? Is it fit for purpose? And that's where I come from. As I said, Melton is an inclusive society. We welcome all, and we welcome religions of all, let's say, denominations. So I think officers should be talking to them to give them advice to where they can locate to, whether it is suitable, and they will thrive. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Hardy. Is there any other councillor who wishes to speak against? If not, put it to the...
Sorry, Madam Mayor, could I just sum up really quickly?
Yep, sorry, Councillor.
Madam Mayor, I'd like to... after she's...
Really...
No, she's actually closing, Councillor Bushy, okay. So did you want to say a few words quickly?
Okay. Yep. Councillor Bushy. Madam Mayor, just really quickly... we have some places of worship that attract upwards of 20,000 people from all over Melbourne that attend them and gridlock our freeways and gridlock our local roads and cause havoc with residents in residential streets that live in close proximity to them. And we put up with it because we love it that we get to activate our municipality and we bring people from the ends of Melbourne and in some instances Victoria, to come and check out our municipality. And I think we're blessed to have a municipality that's very rich in culture and ethnicity and nationality and mother tongues of all nations. We're talking about a very small community church of 50 people. We're saying you cannot have more than 50 people in there. We're saying that you can park after hours where there's going to be very little business operating. We are also saying that you have to abide by no signage, no signage to advertise your church and where it is. We're saying to them that you have to have storage and collection of garbage and solid waste, and you can't have any external amplification. Your noise level cannot be emanating from the building under the environmental protection policy. You can't have any appearance of building works or works of materials or smells and artificial light and fumes and smoke and vapour and steam and soot and ash and dust and waste on a community church of 50 people. And I think a place of worship that attracts 30,000 or 20,000 people, guess what they do when they come? But we don't complain because we're an inclusive community. But here, for a small community church of 50 people, with every restriction known to man, we're saying, nah, not suitable. I'd just like everyone to think about that. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Bushy. Councillor Ramsey, would you like to close?
I was actually just going to make a couple of quick remarks. I'm sorry that my fellow councillors are disappointed. I don't like the words that this community has been vilified. We've made a judgment on the documentation before us. We've also spoken to residents and businesses in the area. We've gone and had a look at the site. We've given permits previously to others, yes, granted, but we need to decide each issue on its merits, and we need to be mindful that everybody's conditions are slightly different. We are a growing community. There are places for each and every church. I'm not saying that it doesn't belong in the City of Melton. You just need to find maybe a more appropriate site for it. I think Councillor Madelick was speculating about the costs of possibly the renovation and the upkeep, and maybe at that time they should have sought a permit and done and gone through the regulations as stated, because maybe at that point there they might have been informed that that's not a suitable location, and they may not have even needed to spend a cent at that point. But thank you, councillors.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsey. Councillors, the recommendations before us, it's been moved by Councillor Ramsey, seconded by Councillor Hardy. All those in favour of the recommendation? All those against? I declare the recommendation carried.
Can I call for a division, Madam Mayor?
Councillor Madelick has called for a division. All those in favour? Councillor Ramsey, Councillor Hardy, Councillor Carley, Councillor Turner, Councillor Sabir. All those against? Councillor Bushy, Councillor Madelick, Councillor Kesich. I declare the motion carried. Item 12.8, I'll read this out, councillors, and then I'll ask, actually no, I'll remove myself from the chair and ask if Councillor Bushy could please take over, as I'll have an alternate recommendation for this.
12.8.
12.8, yeah, thank you, Councillor Bushy.
12.8 planning application, PA20196648, use of land for the purpose of a function centre and group accommodation at 2389 Diggers Rest, Mighty Road, Toolan Vale. Bob Baggio to read the report, please.
Thank you, Mr. Deputy Mayor. So this next report relates to a large and significant rural property in the municipality, which has an area of just under 280 hectares, which is located on the south side of Diggers Rest, Kamida Road in Toolan Vale. The property is known as, commonly known as Cornwall Park, which is an historically significant rural property, which contains a significant heritage building and some other heritage features, and also contains quite a number of existing dwellings and other buildings that are part of the history of the site in terms of its former use as a horse stud and horse training establishment. So the site, or the land, is located on the western border of the municipality with the Shire of Moorabool, on the Jerrawarra Creek, and part of the site contains significant remnant native vegetation, and the remainder of the site, which sort of coincides with the green wedge zoning of the site, is essentially used for rural purposes. Access to the site is essentially from Diggers Rest, Kamida Road. A number of permits have previously been issued for the land, over the years. Probably the most recent permits that have been issued by council include a seven-lot subdivision of the land, and that was subdivision to 40-hectare or so lots, which complied with the zone requirements. Permits have also been issued for the disposal of earthworks on the site, and more recently a permit was issued for a temporary market on the site. Previously, a number of permits were issued for various uses, but those existing use rights have been extinguished over the passage of time. So essentially the application proposes to legitimise the use of an existing large building on the site for a function centre, and to use most of the existing dwellings in that area for group accommodation. So the application is essentially in two parts. The function centre is proposed to be used for various public and private events, horse auctions, weddings, birthday parties, trade shows and the like. And six of the existing buildings are proposed to be used for group accommodation to provide accommodation for visitors associated with the function centre and equine use of the land. It's indicated in the application that the total number of people attending any events or functions wouldn't exceed 150 persons, and the hours of operation for the proposed function centre are nominated as 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. Monday to Sunday. It's noted that no works are being proposed to the existing buildings as part of the application, and generally speaking, in terms of the group accommodation use, we're talking about short stay type of accommodation related to the function centre. So the application was advertised, and it attracted 9 submissions in total, with 7 of those submissions objections to the application and 2 submissions in support of the application. The concerns raised in the objections were around things like lack of clarity in relation to the proposed uses, that the proposed uses weren't appropriate in a essentially rural area, concerns about amenity impacts to surrounding residents relating to traffic, noise, light spill, and there was also concern about a vehicle access point that's recently been constructed at the end of Cornwall Park Court that provides access to the land. So in terms of assessing the application, the main issues, I guess, considered by officers was whether there was planning policy support for the uses being proposed, whether the uses, function centre and group accommodation, which are essentially tourism-type uses, are appropriate within that zone and in the context of that area. And I suppose the other major issue was whether the use or uses are causing or have potential to cause unreasonable nuisance to the surrounding residents in the area. So from a policy or strategy perspective, we could see that the uses, which are essentially, as I mentioned before, tourism-type uses, have policy support under the council's planning scheme. The planning scheme specifically has strategies that support small-scale tourism uses in the Tulle and Vale Hills, and to consider that the ability for Cornwall Park to be used as a function centre will enable the property to continue to contribute to the rural economy, promoting tourism opportunities. It's also believed that the proposal is entirely consistent with the Council's adopted Western Plains North Greenwich Management Plan, which again encourages tourism-type uses within this area. In terms of whether the uses are appropriate, on the land. Again, from a zoning perspective, it's believed that the uses are appropriate. And in terms of potential amenity impacts to surrounding neighbours, there's been some uses on the site that have caused concern to surrounding neighbours, but these particular uses, which are essentially the function centre use and the group accommodation, to my knowledge, haven't caused any unreasonable nuisance to the surrounding neighbours. And it's proposed that if the council was predisposed to issue a permit, that very stringent conditions would be imposed in that permit to ensure that that those issues could be addressed and mitigated. So on that basis, on balance, Madam Deputy Mayor, it's recommended that the application be supported and a notice of decision be issued in accordance with the recommendation. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Baggio. Would any councillor like any clarification? Councillor Ramsey.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Does the resident or the applicant live on the property, and is there or isn't there a full-time manager or, you know, person that stays on the property? Because, I mean, the permit's for 9 a.m. till 11 p.m. Monday to Sunday, so is there a full-time caretaker on the property? Do we know?
My understanding is that there is a manager on the property. In terms of whether the landowner lives on the property on a full-time basis, I'm not sure about that, but presumably he lives there on occasions.
Any further questions, councillors? Anyone else seeking clarification?
If there's not, Mr. Chair, may I read out my alternate?
Go for it.
Thank you. The council issue a notice of refusal to grant a permit on the following grounds. One, the proposal is inconsistent with the purpose of the Green Wedge Zone, which seeks to encourage the use and development of land for sustainable land management practices. Two, the proposal has not demonstrated that the function centre and group accommodation will be used in conjunction with agriculture as required by Clause 64.02 of the Melton Planning Scheme via an essential association between the two uses and a genuine, close and continuing functional relationship in its operation with the agricultural use. Three, the proposed uses has potential to detrimentally affect the amenity of the surrounding residents by increased traffic and noise, which is inconsistent with the rural environment. And four, the proposed uses are considered inappropriate due to the presence of large numbers of people in an area which is susceptible to bushfire.
Cool, thanks, Madam Mayor. Madam Mayor has put forward an alternate motion.
I'd like to second that, Mr. Chair.
Seconded by Councillor Ramsey. Anyone else, anyone seeking clarification or questions in relation to the alternate? No? Okay, we'll put it to a vote. All those for the alternate motion. Thank you. All those against? Okay, we'll go into debate. Councillor Hardy.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Acting Mayor.
Sorry.
But that's okay, Mr. Chair. I'm happy to reserve my right to speak.
Okay.
And I'll
Councillor
allow
Hardy.
Councillor Hardy to speak.
Thanks, Madam Mayor.
Thank you very much.
Good for you.
Acting Chair. I'll rise for this one, yeah. The report is a condensed report, and it does go through, and there are many pages that talk about the Green Wedge, strategic positionings and a lot of other areas and planning. But principally, what it does say, and I'll quote, if I may, the Melton Planning Scheme includes policies that seek to recognise and protect rural land for its agricultural, environmental, landscape values. It also includes policies that encourage tourism uses, including integrated resorts, accommodation, host farm, bed and breakfast and retail opportunities. This, and the reason why it's supported from the officers, is it says right? It encouraged tourism in the Tulin Vale Hills. The ability for Cornwall Park to be used as a future centre will enable the property to continue to contribute to the rural economy. Rural economy, that's employment. And Melton must be always aware that we are an urban-rural economy. We are not metropolitan. And we must at all time encourage. Yes, there is always going to be an interface every time when you do get these farms. But we have 600 acres here, and if we're not going to say yes to having a rural-type economy on this farm, where are we going to have it? We're just not going to say no. 600 acres. It's a lot of acreage to say you can't have a rural economy. This is a park. Cornwall Park, I believe, is a horse thoroughbred, whatever, other uses, similar type. And there probably are people that are going to stay there, that are going to do training, they're going to stable their horses, their trucks, and whatever else they stable there. But it's something we should look at. It's a rural economy. We should be looking at encouraging. Yes, maybe we need to go into conversation with this gentleman. I believe there's been difficulties in the past. But the conversation should be about what we can do to help him develop an economy that is going to employ local people. Thank you, Acting Chair.
Thank you, Councillor Hardy.
Thank you, Councillor Hardy. Would anyone like to speak for the alternate? Councillor Ramsey.
The employment component would be good, but this is another one here where the gentleman or the company, and I'm not sure which, has acted without a permit, has put things in place without a permit. And for someone who's on council now a long time, people know you can't build a house without a permit. You can't do this without a permit. You can't drive fast or the policeman's going to catch you and you're going to get a fine, and you can't argue, I didn't know about it. So at the end of the day, I think coming back to council after you've started doing some of these activities is almost, or being caught doing these activities is almost like saying, please, sir, can I continue? I'm not really happy with the fact that currently, whilst it has been operating, there have been some alterations to the building, allegedly. I'm not 100% sure, but from what the residents have told me, there have been some minor alterations. It's a heritage building, so that's another policy that has been tested or been breached. There have been music and noise whilst currently that have gone in excess of 11 o'clock at night. There have been access to the properties. I'm not one to tell people what they can do with their properties, but I'd like people to come to us first and explore what's there and work with them, and so we can guide them through. But when there have been a number of breaches, I'm just wondering whether we can ever keep them to the conditions that are written in those permits. And if the gentleman or the company haven't got a caretaker on the premises, or they don't live there, how can I entrust a permit of this nature onto them to say, hey, yes, you can have up to 150 people if there's no one there policing it?
Thanks, Councillor Ramsey. Councillor Kesich, would you like to speak against the alternate?
Just a comment. I wouldn't like that we become a really nanny state and tell people how they're going to and what they're going to do with their land. I mean, we can guide them, but that's why I voted against it, because I believe that we should give a chance to these gentlemen perhaps to guide them a little bit, and the problem will be solved. Thank you.
Thanks, Councillor Kesich. Madam Mayor, would you like to sum up?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would. Can I just ask my fellow councillors, Councillor Kesich and Councillor Hardy, if they've actually spoken to any residents that have been affected by this proposal? Any residents that are against it and how it's going to impact them on their properties?
I've spoken to two that are agreeing with it, but not affected.
But not the ones that are.
No, I didn't know there was people affected.
Okay. Well, I've spoken as a ward councillor, I've spoken to residents who would be affected by this proposal, and to hear that at all hours on a Saturday night they've got people that are coming to their doors trying to figure out where to go, they've got extra traffic coming through their small court to access this property is unacceptable. I don't think any of us would want to live in a place where we've got residents or people just coming up to our door willy-nilly and trying to figure out where they are, music blaring at all hours of the night. I think it's unacceptable. I don't believe that this site... I don't believe that a function centre at this site is appropriate, and therefore, hence the reason why I put the alternate.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I neglected to ask Councillor Sabir, Councillor Turner. No, nothing to add? No one else? Great. Okay, so we'll put the alternate motion to a vote. All those for the alternate... And all those against.
Could I call a division, please, Mr. Chair?
Sure.
I'm testing it, it's all right.
All those for, Councillor Carley, Councillor Maidlick, Councillor Ramsey, Councillor Turner, Councillor Sabir, Councillor Ibushi. All those against, Councillor Kesich, Councillor Hardy. I declare the alternate carried. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Councillors, we'll now move along to item 12.9, contract number 19024, Melton Town Centre, Raised Crossing Reconstruction.
Madam Mayor, can I move that the recommendation be put, please?
Moved by Councillor
Could Maitley. I second that too, Madam Mayor?
Seconded by Councillor Ramsey. Does any councillor oppose the motion? If not, I'll put it to the vote. All those in favour? All those against? I declare the motion carried. Councillors, item 12.10, contract number 20/035, provision of telecommunication services and hardware.
Madam Mayor, following the presentation, I have an alternate for this.
You have an alternate?
Madam Mayor, do we need to listen to the presentation? We're right across it, so could we just hear what the alternative has to say?
Are councillors happy just to hear the alternate? Yes. Councillor Ibushi, your alternate, please.
Of course, my password's not going to work when I want to read it. There we go.
Got my hard copy, Councillor Bush.
That's all good. I got both of them. My alternative is that council officers undertake a tender process utilising either or both of the following tender instruments for the procurement of contract number 20/035, provision of telecommunication services and hardware. A, the Municipal Association of Victoria MAV panel of suppliers for a wide range of telecommunication services and hardware, and B, the Victorian State Government Telecommunications Purchasing and Management Strategy, TPAMS2020, panel for the provision of telecommunication services. And two, present a further report at the conclusion of the tender evaluation to an ordinary meeting of council to award the contract to either a single or multiple suppliers. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Ibushi. Councillors, Councillor Ibushi has moved an alternate to item 12.10, seconded by Councillor Hardy. Is there any councillor who opposes the motion? If not, I'll put the alternate to the vote. All those in favour? All those against, I declare the motion.
Can I call division, please, Madam Mayor?
Councillor Ibushi has called a division.
That's why I did it to him.
All those in favour of the alternate, Councillor Ramsey, Councillor Hardy, Councillor Kesich, Councillor Maidlick, Councillor Carley, Councillor Ibushi, Councillor Sabir, Councillor Turner, I declare the motion carried.
Thank you.
councillors, we'll now move along to item 13 and 14, and we'll start with Councillor Turner. Reports from delegates appointed to other bodies and council representations and acknowledgements.
I knew I was going to be lucky to be first up tonight. Hasn't it been a bit quieter this month? Anyway, Wednesday the 5th of February, I attended Wheel of Aintree community meeting, which was a community meeting with council and police, speaking to residents about some of the concerns they had in their area with some break-ins recently. It was a well-attended night, many, many people there on the night, and many councillors as well. On Thursday the 6th, attended the Metro Local Government Waste Forum in the city. On Wednesday the 12th, our Intercultural Advisory Committee. It's always a good night there. 13th, one of the many citizenships that we're running. Very many of them. Our mayor's very busy with them just now. On the 15th, it was 10th Really for Life. And I think the figure they've raised in the ends in the region of $78,000. So it was a good effort. Also on the same day, it was also the Filipino United Sport Organization, the Multicultural Food Festival and Jobs Fair. Unfortunately, the weather wasn't too good and the turnout was a bit low. On Monday the 17th, along with Madam Mayor, and I'm not sure whether Councillor, I think Councillor Maidlick may have been there, Morton Homestead Place-Based Opening Ceremony. That was another great day. Tuesday the 18th, Caroline Springs Club's Grants Night presentation with many councillors there on the night. On Wednesday the 19th, the Municipal Emergency Management Planning Committee in the morning. On the 20th, we had the bi-monthly grants panel, which a few councillors were there. On the 22nd, official opening of the Dinka School at CRC Melton. It was actually, it was the official opening, but they've been running for 6 months, supported by CRC Melton, which was good to see them all there, giving them opportunity to practice their languages and ideas to keep their customs going, which was a well-attended event. On the 25th, we had the Tabcorp Part HRV Grants Night. It's good to see some more community groups getting some money from council and from HRV. On the 26th, we had the opening of Fraser Rise's new community centre. What a massive building it is and a really nice place. And it was a very big surprise on that day. We had the Premier turn up to the opening, which was good to see him there supporting Melton City Council. On the 27th, Mental Health Forum, which was also at Fraser Rise, with Natalie Hutchins presiding over that with our mayor. And also on the same day, we had the Melton Christian College Garden Party, which I attended with Councillor Hardy. And yesterday, Sunday, the 1st of March, we had the Walk With Her yearly walk at Hannah Watts Park, run by Melton Women Making It Happen. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Turner. Councillor Sevilla.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. On the 11th of February, I attended the Reconciliation Advisory Committee, the 12th of Feb, Intercultural Advisory Committee, 25th of February, HRV Tabcorp Park Grants Check Presentation. The 26th of February, I went to Stoughton College Council meeting. 27th of Feb, I went to the Heritage Advisory Committee. There are a number of events coming up in the next couple of months, so look for advertising for those. I think Captain Moonlight's on my list of things to do on Anzac Day. The 29th of Feb, Women Can Team Teal Night at Tabcorp Park, which was a great event. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Sevilla. Councillor
Ibushi. Madam Mayor, I've just quickly taken a few notes. The 5th of the 2nd, We Love Aintree community meeting. That was in response to, unfortunately, there was a home invasion in Aintree and a number of us attended the community meeting with the local police and Neighbourhood Watch. That was well attended and some good information presented. citizenship ceremony on the Thursday the 13th. The Filipino Unified Support Organisation Multicultural Food Festival with a jobs fair attended with Councillor Turner at the Horse on your behalf, Madam Mayor. On the 17th of the 2nd, the on-site residence meeting with Mr Baggio. The 18th of the 2nd, the Club at Caroline Springs check presentations. And obviously the 29th, we had the budget day at Westwaters. Thanks.
Thank you, Councillor Bushy. Councillor Maidley.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I also attended the Community Safety Forum meeting at Woodley. And I'd like to take a special mention to thank Joanne Matsatz, I'm not sure how to pronounce her surname, Madam Mayor, for organising the event on such short notice. I believe she even went door knocking on the public holiday that was just prior to the meeting. Apparently she got the meeting up and organised in just a couple of days, and it was well attended. Great information to keep the residents' homes safer. The policy review meeting, we had the minutes of the meeting are attached to this agenda. However, I did want to highlight, because we did move it in block, that as of today there was a motion in there that council approved the inclusion of the following as the first sentence in the membership section of each of its advisory committee. That membership of a council advisory committee will, where possible, be balanced in regard to age, gender, ethnicity and people living with a disability. I think that needs to be highlighted. It's a fantastic way that this council embraces our ever-diverse community, and it will be a reflection of community advisory panels as well. I attended the Aintree and Fraser Rise official opening community centre. And what great facilities they are. And yes, we did have a special guest attend, apart from our two ministers, Minister Kay Roos and Minister Hutchins. We also had our Premier Daniel Andrews, which I know the Mayor was very excited about, as we were all. And we thank him for coming out to see our concerns that we have for our ever-growing community. I also attended the Mental Health Forum targeted at our young families, and can I just mention a fantastic initiative from our Mayor, Councillor Carley, a few years back. It was great to see so many young families there, and there was a fantastic guest speaker there, in particular for men's health, which was really, really great. I know that our residents got a lot out of that. And I also attended Council's Budget Day on the weekend. Can I thank Council officers for their patience and their hard work with giving councillors their guidance and recommendation. Thank our residents for their input and their submissions. And I also want to thank my fellow councillors for the robust debate that we had all day. So thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Maidley. Councillor Kesich.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. On the 7th of February, I had a meeting with a residents, Caroline Springs, in regards to parking issues in the wider area of the Lake Caroline. On the 12th of February, I had a meeting with a residents of Lexington Drive, just behind us, in regards to speed humps, and they believe there is a need for installation of a couple of more. On the 13th of February, citizenship ceremony at Melton Community Hall with you. On the 15th of February, City of Moniwelli Illuminated Rebirth Festival at Aberfeydy. 17th of February, special meeting of council in Melton. 18th of February, the club Caroline Springs grant check presentation at the club Caroline Springs. 29th of February, Council Budget Briefing Day at the Westwaters Hotel. To be continued. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Councillor Kesich. Councillor Hardy.
Yeah, thank you, Madam Mayor. On the 6th of February, I met with Melton residents regarding the car parking petition, which I presented tonight. The 12th of February is the citizenship ceremony, which is many and varied and presented by all and sundry, by the officers, and the Mayor spoke very highly. The 15th was a relay of life with Bob Turner and myself and other councillors, and I must give Bob credit. He stayed the night. I don't know if he walked that far, Bob, but I tell you what, I know I walked the next day and that night, and I was very sore, I can tell you that. Okay, CEO Review Advisory Committee. The Club Caroline Springs Grants Cheque presentation on the 18th. The 22nd, opening of Dinka School Catholic Regional College. The 24th is Policy Review. 25th is Tabcorp Grants Cheque presentation. 26th, again, a meeting on the car parking. 27th, Melton Christian College Tea Party, which Bob and I attended. We also, that afternoon, or that night, attended the Melton Mental Health Forum at Fraser Rise, and the 29th was the budget briefing day. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Hardy. Councillor Ramsay.
I'm going to see if I can get through this in 3 minutes. The committees of council that I attended were the Disability Advisory Committee, the Preventing Family Violence, Lead West, Roads to Zero, Policy Review Committee, Council's Budget Day. And if people think it's easy to distribute other people's money, they've really seriously got to consider the wants and needs of our growing community, because it's really hard to make a purse out of a sow's ear. LTP was there as well. I attended 3 out of 4 citizenship ceremonies, the Western Base meeting. I was at the Filipino United Support Organisation Food Fest and Trade Fair, or Job Fair, and I'm sorry, Councillor Abushi, I missed you by seconds, I think. The Relay for Life, again, congratulations to all that were involved, and to Councillor Turner for trying to get up a council team. I thought that was a great effort. I did call into the MCC, the Melton Christian College Garden Party, but only for about 30 seconds. Walk with her. I am astounded each and every year how many women and men come out in solidarity to walk against violence against women, for the argument that we're trying to raise the profile of women, that women need to be strong, be safe in our community, and to continuously and be treated as equals. And I also attended the official opening of the Dinka School, the HRV Grants Night, the Melton Mental Health Forum, and I want to just quickly make a statement that this week is International Women's Day week. Basically, there's a number of events for those that have already attended some and those that are about to attend some. Please do.
Time's up.
Because volunteers are the lifeblood of this community, and they're the unsung heroes. We said before that carers were, but volunteers are, and I just want to be able to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. Also wanted to bring it to Council's attention that as of yesterday, Origin took over the Headspace building and is now authorised by the PHN to operate the Headspace building. They're looking... Anyone that doesn't know where that is, it's in Melton South. It's got the op shop down below. They're also looking at working with the church to access all that building, because the needs for Melton are so great. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsay. And you were right on 3 minutes, so well done. Well done, Councillor Ramsay.
Even with the interruption.
Councillors, I know that you've touched on a few of the ones that I also attended, so I'll quickly just go through. The 5th of Feb, we love Aintree Community Safety Meeting, and what a great community that is over in Aintree, a growing community. And it was good to see them all there, and obviously the Neighbourhood Watch CEO and also all levels of police were also in attendance that evening. Disability Advisory Committee, the Burnside Residents Retirement Village. I was lucky enough to sit and chat with the Ladies of Legacy, and what a beautiful bunch of ladies they are. Melton Reconciliation Committee, four citizenship ceremonies this month. And can I just say, a huge well done to our governance team, because they do a wonderful job organising our citizenship ceremony. So I'd just like you to pass that on, Christine, to and John, to your staff as well.
Well done.
Thank you. Well done. The 15th, Sydenham Hillside Cricket Club Ladies' Day. Also on the 15th, the Relay for Life at Tabcorp Park. And well done to all the organisers, because that was a wonderful event. But after two laps, I was pretty much done. So well done to you, Councillor Turner, if you kept walking through the rest of the night. 16th, the Federation of Macedonian Senior Citizens Group for the Western Region. I also attended. The 17th, Morton Homestead Play Space opening with the Honourable Natalie Hutchins, our local member for Sydenham. And that's just a perfect example, when I spoke before about the Growing Suburbs Fund, what the Growing Suburbs Fund actually allows Council to do is to bring great projects like that forward. So, and that's a perfect example. So Morton Homestead Play Space, the club Caroline Springs grant check presentations, Roads to Zero Steering Committee, the bi-monthly grants panel, policy review panel, audit committees, the opening of Timber Top Children and Community Centre with the Honourable Marlene Kayrouse, and Councillor Cathy Maidlick was also there. The 25th, the HRV Tabcorp Park check grants presentation evening. The official opening on the 26th of Fraser Rise Community Centre with the Honourable Natalie Hutchins, and obviously the Premier of Victoria, the Honourable Dan Andrews. And it was absolutely wonderful to have him there. And I hope he returns back to the City of Melton, because he seemed to enjoy it very much. So it was great to have him there, and we thank him for coming out. The same day, I attended my first local government mayoral advisory panel meeting with the Honourable Adam Somurak and another 14 mayors that were appointed on that on the panel. So that was great. I had lots of fun there. The 27th, the Melton Mental Health Forum. And this year, the past 2 years, it was targeted more in the youth in our community. And this year, we targeted it at for families and first-time parents. So could I just say, Maurie, if you could please and extend a well done to all of your team, because that was a wonderful forum. Unfortunately, I couldn't stay the whole evening, because being a parent myself to two children, I had one who was really unwell that I had to get home to. But if you could please pass that on, that was really well done. Thank you. The 29th, Budget Day, and I agree totally with my fellow councillor, Councillor Ramsey. It's not easy on a Budget Day, but I also want to thank the CEO and the staff, Peter Bean, and also Sam, who's at the back. Thank you so much for organising us and getting our packs to us and giving us all the information that we need to have, so thank you. The 1st of March, Walk With Her, Women Making It Happen, and Jerawarra Health Services. What a great job that they did organising that. And can I just say, it was so good to see men walking there as well, supporting those women. And also when I saw little children walking with their families, that was the best for me. So well done on a great...
But, Madam Mayor, you had three generations of your family walking. I think that is incredible.
Thank you. I did have my mum attend with me, and also my daughter. So, but that was a great afternoon. Well done to Women Making It Happen and Jerawarra Health Services. And I also just wanted to make a quick mention to Specialist Hoops, Emily Attard, who was our Young Citizen of the Year last year, and who's also Access and Inclusion winner this year for our Community Awards. She's put together a little book about what Specialist Hoops is, and it's Specialist Hoops All Abilities Basketball. So this is going to be displayed at our Civic Centre in the foyer, and please, if you're in our Civic Centre, have a look. This young girl and the members that she's with on the committee do an excellent job for kids in our municipality who have disabilities. So please have a look at that. That will be on display in the Civic Centre. So Okay, councillors, we'll move along now to notices of motion. 15.1, notice of motion 671, Councillor Ramsay.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The motion before us is that council officers prepare a report to council on the City of Melton's fire preparedness.
Moved by Councillor Ramsay. Do I have a seconder?
Happy to second it, Madam Mayor.
Seconded by Councillor Ibushi. Does any councillor seek clarification? If not, does any councillor oppose the motion? Not. I'll put it to the vote. All those in favour? All those against? I declare the motion carried. Item 15.2, notice of motion 672, Councillor Ibushi.
Thanks, Madam Mayor, that due to the escalating traffic safety issues on Troops Road South, Mount Cottrell, that council review and reduce the traffic speed along this road as soon as possible.
Moved by Councillor Ibushi. Do I have a
second? Yes, Madam Mayor, I would like to second it. Thank you.
Seconded by Councillor Kesich.
Madam Mayor, can I just seek clarification?
Yes, Councillor Ramsay.
Is it the council review and reduce, or is it Vic Roads?
The relevant authority.
Okay. I just... Because I didn't think council had the ability to reduce without Vic Roads.
Yeah, it's Vic Roads. Yeah.
So, can we make a slight amendment and make that Vic Roads rather than council? Is that okay?
Yep.
That and council advocate to Vic Roads, I would suggest.
That due to the escalating level of traffic safety issues on Troop Road South, Mount Cottrell, that council advocate to Vic Roads for the to review and reduce the traffic speed along this road as soon as possible.
Madam Mayor, am I able to put in a dot point, if possible, if Councillor Ibushi and Councillor Kesich agree, that the residents along this stretch of road be notified of this notice of motion as well as the response? Because I know there's a lot of angst around this particular area, so I think... they probably need to know that council is advocating for that and also that it is up to Vic Roads to do it, not necessarily council, if that's not too much of an impasse on council officers. I believe there's not that many houses on this road because it's rural in nature.
Yeah, there's not many. Yep, I'm happy with that.
So Councillor Ibushi's happy to add that extra dot. Councillor Kesich happy. So moved by Councillor Ibushi, seconded by Councillor Kesich. Does any councillor oppose the motion? If not, I'll put it to the vote. All those in favour? All those against? I declare the motion carried. Item...
There was a division.
Councillor Kesich has called for a division. All those in favour? Councillor Maidlick, Councillor Kesich, Councillor Hardy, Councillor Ramsay, Councillor Turner, Councillor Sabia, Councillor Ibushi, Councillor Carley. I declare the motion carried. Item 15.3, notice of motion 673, Councillor Turner.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'd like to move this motion that Council write the Honourable Melissa Horn, Minister for Transport, and Steve McGee requesting assistance in delivering a bus route from Melton Township to Ainsbury and rerouting one of the existing bus routes to include Waterford Estate and up and other up-and-coming estates in the south of Melton.
Thank you, Councillor Turner. Do I have a second? Seconded by Councillor Hardy. Is there any councillor who opposes the motion? If not, I'll put it to the vote. All those in favour? All those against? I declare the motion carried. Councillors, item 15.4, notice of motion, Councillor Kesich, that is to lay on the table until the following meeting, the rescission motion. Item 15.5, notice of motion, 675, Councillor Turner.
The Council writes the Honourable Melissa Horn, Minister for Public Transport, requesting that improvements to the Melton train station be undertaken, including provision of a footbridge to facilitate the safe pedestrian movement between platforms. I'd like to add also to include disability access and additional car parking to cater for the growing population.
Thank you, Councillor Turner. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Ramsay. Does any councillor oppose the motion? If not, I'll put it to the vote. All those in favour? All those against? I declare the motion carried. Item 15.6, notice of motion 676, Councillor Turner.
I move that officers consider making a space available to operate a repair cafe at the Melton Recycling Facility or other appropriate venue within the municipality.
Moved by Councillor Turner.
I'd like to second that, Madam Mayor, but could I also seek a little bit of clarification before I do, if that's okay?
Yes, Councillor Anderson.
What would the cost of a repair cafe, is it a permanent thing? Is it something that we run, like we do pop culture events maybe once a month or something? Is it a permanent space there? What sort of cost is attributed, or will all this... Because it doesn't say a report's to come, so I'm just wondering...
If Councillor Turner's happy for me to respond, or would you like to respond?
Well, the ones I've heard of, they're mainly, say, a monthly thing, and they're doing different places every month.
So it's there not may like be a one permanent in, building?
No, it's not a permanent place, no. Okay. And it's only, like, one day on a weekend, maybe once a month. Depending on who's running it, of course... You might get a group in there that want to run every week. I don't know.
I'm happy.
So moved by Councillor Turner, seconded by Councillor Ramsay. Is there any councillor who opposes the motion? If not, I'll put it to the vote. All those in favour? All those against? I declare the motion carried. Item 15.7, notice of motion 677. Councillor Hardy.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Council write to the developer of the Botanical Springs estate seeking an update on their plans to commence development on the land south of Brooklyn Road and requesting they prioritise the upgrading and widening of Clarks Road so as to provide for greater capacity for this road to cater for traffic serving the local community, including the community centres and proposed childcare centres.
Yep. Thank you, Councillor Hardy. I have a motion that's been moved by Councillor Hardy, seconded by Councillor Ramsay.
Excellent notice of motion, Councillor Hardy.
Is there any councillor who opposes the motion? If not, I'll put it to the vote. All those in favour? All those against? I declare the motion carried. Item 15.8, notice of motion 678, Councillor Ramsay.
That the motion reads that officers provide a report detailing the history and the current status of the Build Melton Hospital campaign, including recommendations for the campaign going forward. Now, that's what it states. Can I just add one more quick dot point? I'd like to know if we've had any updates from the state government when we get the report back
to be included
in this report.
Councillor Ramsay, before this item seconded, I just have an extra dot point if you're happy to accept that or consider this. The report to provide details of where the $10,000 council allocation was spent that was given to the Melton Hospital Group. That report come back to council to provide details.
I'm happy with that, Madam Mayor.
Are you happy with that? Thank you, Councillor Ramsay. Do I have a seconder for that?
I'd like to second, Madam Mayor. Thank you.
Seconded by Councillor Kesich. Moved by Councillor Ramsay with an extra dot point, seconded by Councillor Kesich. Is there any councillor that opposes the motion? If not, I'll put it to the vote. All those in favour? All those against? I declare the motion carried.
Could I call a division on that?
Councillor Ramsay has called for a division. All those in favour? Councillor Ramsay, Councillor Hardy, Councillor Kesich, Councillor Maidlick, Councillor Carley, Councillor Bushi, Councillor Sabia and Councillor Turner. I declare the motion carried. Item 15.9, notice of motion 679, Councillor Ramsay.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The motion reads that officers consult with the Greater Metropolitan Cemeteries Trust to obtain an update on the anticipated commencement date of the proposed Regional Cemetery to be located in Harkness. Is that supposed to be in Harkness Road?
No,
Harkness.
Moved by Councillor Ramsay. Do I have a second? Seconded by Councillor Hardy. Does any councillor oppose the motion? Not. I'll put it to the vote. All those in favour? All those against? I declare the motion carried. Councillors, we'll move along now to item 16. Councillors' questions without notice. Are there any questions without notice? Neil, is there any motions without notice?
Yes, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Ibushi?
Madam Mayor, I've got three.
The limit's two.
Is there a limit?
No, there's no limit.
No. Okay. I don't know if there's a limit. I haven't checked.
No.
Okay. That officers investigate options to improve the road intersection of Neil's Road and Hopkins Road, Deanside. And a second one, that officers provide council with future plans for Taylor's Road, including intersections and triggers for construction of the road. And a third one, that council officers erect speed limit signs where appropriate along Sugar Gum Drive and Baronia Drive hillside.
Thank you, Councillor Ibushi. Do you have those motions without notice written down so we can hand that to the
officer? Yep, I can.
Would you like me to
email that? Yes, Madam Mayor, I have a motion without notice that council officers provide costings for storage facilities for the City Vista Sports Ground at Fraser Rise in consultation with the users of the facility and it be considered 2020-2021 budget.
Thank you, Councillor Maidlick. Are there any other motions without notice? If not, any urgent business? Confidential business is nil. Before I close the meeting, I did forget to mention Sports Minds Matter. If there are, I just wanted to read it out. If there's any of you in the gallery who would like to pass this on, this is a really important forum that will be taking place, and I forgot to mention it before, so my apologies. But the forum will be a proactive approach to mental health and suicide prevention in a sporting club environment. It's going to take place on Wednesday, the 18th of March, at time 6 till 8, at Catholic Regional College in Melton. So it's free, so if you'd like to pass that along to any of your networks, that would be great. And could I just also thank all the members of the gallery for coming here this evening. Please help yourselves to some tea and coffee. And thank you once again. I declare the meeting closed at 9:14. Thank you.